You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we spent some time yesterday in 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to tie that in today with Acts chapter 2. So in 1 John chapter 4, we know that the word tells us you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. So in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, they thought of the world. In verse 13, others mocking said they are full of new wine. So the demonstration of the Holy Spirit caused the non-believers who were seeing what was transpiring, the spectators, they say they're full of new wine. They say they're drunk because they're trying to reason it by earthly measure. They're not reasoning it by the Spirit. So the onlookers say, oh, they're drunk. So here comes Peter, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. So now he's digging into the scriptures.
Come on.
So he's quoting to them a passage from the book of the prophet Joel. Verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Peter, he's responding by the Spirit. He's responding through the Word of God. He's not giving them his own opinion. He's not talking down in derogatory toward them because they're not understanding what's taking place. He's ministering the word. He's explaining it by the Spirit.
Right. And so to understand, one that is filled with the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. It's not to be filled with emotion. To be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with the knowledge and the wisdom of God. And you operate in that. Like Jesus says, just as like Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he will bring all things to your remembrance. Here we have the proof of it, that the Holy Spirit now fills Peter's life. And what does the Holy Spirit does? Bring all things to Peter's remembrance. We have the proof of it. Joel chapter 2, 28 through 32. That's what he quote. You look up Joel chapter 2, and you look at verse 28, and it's word for word. He stand up, and he spoke it word for word because he was in the Spirit. And John, in the book of Revelation, says, John chapter 1, he says, and I, John, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice. When you are in the Spirit, you're not in emotion. You operate in knowledge. And you operate in wisdom of what God is saying. And then you utter what God is saying, and you will see the result. Because in this verse, you know it's true. In Joel chapter 2 that he was. As he quoted, he says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He quoted the whole thing. And you know in Acts chapter 2, there were over 5,000 people calling the name of the Lord that day and got saved. Mm-hmm. Verbatim. And this was spoken before by Joel. It come to pass. So when God says something, it will, not might, it will come to pass. And we can say in human term, you can take it to the bank and cash it. It's good. And when you know God says it, it is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Bible always tells us, that might not happen when you want it to happen, but it's going to happen. You got to wait for it. You have to wait for it. It will surely come to pass. It will not, though it tarry, that's a verse from the scripture there. It says, though it what? Tarry. Wait for it. Mm-hmm. Because it's coming to pass. Mm-hmm. God says it, it is going to come to pass. Man says it, well, you have a problem. There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. You might never see it happen. So that's why, again, First John chapter 4, verse 1 says, beloved, you ought to try every spirit. You ought to test them because some of them are not of God. So you have to know whether it is God who says it or man says it. Okay.
And then Peter goes on to clarify, too, that he's specifically speaking of Jesus.
Yeah, come on.
The verse 22, he says, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held on it. Now he goes to David. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, and that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. So he's talking about things that were prophesied ahead of time that are coming to pass. So he's reminding the people, wait, we're doing this through the power of Jesus Christ. Yes. This isn't by our own power. This is the living word coming to life that we are experiencing through the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And I love that you bring this out this morning in Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Men of Israel, hear these words. What word? Jesus of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. That's why Peter was never pointed to himself. Mm-hmm. He pointed to who? Jesus of who? Nazareth. A man attested by God. A man who has been proven by God. He's not giving Jesus not one credit. And that's why we open this week to say, it's not us, it's God through us. And here is the proof of it here. He says, a man that is tested by God to you by what? Miracles and sign which God did through him. Which God did through him to us. Didn't say Jesus do those miracles. Peter says the one who did the miracle was God through Jesus, because God was living through Jesus, in Jesus. And so whatever Jesus did was coming from God. And so we need to live our life that way, that what we do is coming from God and not we of ourselves. But we give ourselves over to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and do great things through us. And we do not take the credit, mm-hmm. because it's not I, but it's the Christ mm-hmm. that live in us. Mm-hmm. So we're never going to take the credit. We can't take the credit for the work of God. If I build something by my own knowledge, by my own hands and my own wisdom, then it's me, you know. But when it's God mm-hmm. through me, there's no credit for me. I got to say, no, it's not I, it's mm-hmm. God. I have no power of my own to do such a thing. So do not give me no credit here. God's get the credit. God's get the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, our spirits died. And how mm-hmm. wonderful. God had a plan to get us back through Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus' purpose wasn't to do miracles. His purpose was to redeem us. And the nature of Jesus is love. This is a very pure and simple teaching. I hope you all are getting it, because it's a profound teaching.
He is continually working with us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, it reminds us, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. So there's a grace that God has given unto us. We have a helper constantly with us by way of the Holy Spirit to partner with in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count?
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.